An easy way to become a healthy person is to mirror what healthy people do and you will eventually become one. For example, a healthy person would very occasionally have some chocolate. But when I was fat, I would have chocolate every day. Now I rarely eat chocolate as my body has got so used to not eating it. When I do, I find it's really, really sweet. Everything takes time and after a while, you will find your taste buds will get so used to eating healthy food and that you won't like anything else. I remember one day I had this craving, a huge craving for a meat pie. I eventually got one as I had to have it, and so I made it a really important thing in my day. This pie was everything to me, so I sat and ate it. And you know what happened? I felt sick. All I could taste was the salt and the gristle, and I hated the feeling of the fatty pastry in my mouth. That's when I wrote my pie recipes and have never to this day eaten a commercial pie since. Are you putting food on a pedestal and making life too hard for yourself? The best thing you can do is to give yourself the food you love on a regular basis, but make sure that you're able to control how much you have. I find myself, little packets of chips for the kids cause me huge problems, so I don't buy them anymore. It's a bit like when you have biscuits in the cupboard and every time you walk by, they talk to you. Eat me, eat me. If you can't control certain food, then don't buy it. I mean, it's just too masochistic. Having willpower is so important when you're being tempted, but most people focus on what they're going to miss out on when they're on a diet. I believe the word diet is a dirty four-letter word, and the first three letters spell die. People on a diet will tell you how hard it is to stick to a diet long-term. The list of all the things that they hate about dieting will be long, such as eating boring food, starving, and not being able to socialize, and it's hard having salad all the time, and who has time for exercise, and life is no good without pizza. My answer to this is to instead of thinking about what you're missing out on, think about what you're going to gain from sticking to this healthy regime, like having energy, vitality, and more confidence. Think about all the clothes that you're going to be able to choose from, and your hair and skin will shine. Your quality of life will be fantastic and you will live longer too. So isn't that a better way to look at it than the other way? Believe in yourself and don't let anything stop you. If you never give up, you will eventually get where you want to go. Think of your journey as a time filled with new and exciting opportunities. Don't let self-doubt take you over. Today's quote, "I would rather attempt to do something great and fail than attempt to do nothing and succeed."